everyone. This is Carrie L., and this is Carrie L.'s HeartLink Show. We are going to be linking hearts and helping to plug you into the greater reality. And today's show is about health. So that is, I'm looking really forward to that. I have two wonderful guests today. And first, I ask that you allow sacred love to flow through you now. And just take in a deep breath and relax. Good things are coming your way. And the blessing of the day is from the Gayatri Prayer. Let us focus on that effulgent light from whom the whole universe is projected. May this inner sun enlighten our minds, and may we awaken as that light. All right, I have an announcement also I want to make first. That is that I have started a new program at the HeartLink Institute, and after 30 years of experiencing human potential development and counseling people, I have started a certification program that I'm very excited about. And it's called the HeartLink Practitioner Certification Program. And that's for anyone who is interested in a helping or healing profession. And our curriculum is year-long. It's a one-year program. And it's based on vibrational healing and also the holistic approach, which incorporates the tenets of transpersonal psychology along with the esoteric sciences, with an emphasis on body, mind, and spirit. So with that announcement, I also want to invite you to join me on December 1st for our next blueprinting workshop. And that will, anybody who's interested in certification, I highly recommend you do that day-long workshop with me. And that will be in Oceanside, California. And now, I am going to introduce our two guests. So I'm also going to ask that you hold your calls until the bottom of the hour. And that that's when we can start receiving phone calls for our guests. And let me give you the phone numbers. And the toll-free U.S. number is 877-876-5227. For Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And for international, it is 530-876-3222. Now, we have the two co-founders of the Health Walk Clinic here in Carlsbad, California. And Mark Hines is quite a phenomenal fellow. He's been traveling the world and experimenting for years now, and he is so wonderfully versed in health because of his own experiences with coming close to death several times. He has he's been certified as a hypnotherapist as well as a dietitian. And I'm going to let Mark say hello for Mark Hines. And Mark, why don't you say hello? We welcome you to Carrie L.'s HeartLink.
Well, Carrie L., good afternoon, and thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm going to ask first for you to share, and then I'll go to Dr. Hugh Smith in a moment, also co-founder of Health Walk. But first, Mark, would you tell us how you got involved in this?
Well, that's a great question. I've been involved in looking at the mind using some different technologies with hypnosis, EEG analysis equipment, things for probably about 12 or 13 years, and then been involved with nutrition and looking at some progressive ways of looking at how nutrition actually affects the body for probably about 19, 20 years. And in about 2002 or so, I was just kind of going by and leading my life, and everything was going along hunky-dory, and I was up fly fishing in Montana. Woke up one next morning with a stiff neck, and about 3 weeks later, my entire body was stiff. Really couldn't even hardly walk. And a little bit after that, going through many different doctors and clinics, I was diagnosed with a very rare genetic disorder, and the prognosis was that most likely I'd be in a wheelchair very soon for the rest of my life, best case scenario. The other side of the scenario is I wouldn't be living too much longer. Obviously, neither one of those scenarios were too appealing to me. So I had a fairly successful company that allowed me to have some freedom. And I went about pretty much looking everywhere, from talking to fifth-generation Aboriginal shaman from Australia to looking at what the Russians were doing with technology and everything in between to look at really what was going on with the body, how we could get some answers to really transcending how we currently try to analyze what's really happening with disease and wellness. And through that, really came across some remarkable people and some remarkable things and very exciting technologies. And so something was birthed out of that, and the genesis of that was Health Walk. And through this path and along this journey, I encountered Dr. Hugh Smith and soon recognized that he had a scope and breadth of knowledge and information that really I'd never encountered before. We formed a friendship and a mutual desire to really change the face of wellness and to be able to offer people the tools that I came across in pursuit of their own path to wellness. And through this, I obviously became well and feel the best I've ever felt in my life. And so we formed this partnership and created what people are calling out potentially one of the most exciting advances in wellness that we've seen in a very long time.
Wonderful. What an experience. It sounds like you are on death's door and recovered nicely. And so I really want to find out more about these wonderful tools that are being used at Health Walk. But first, let me introduce Dr. Hugh Smith. And he also has joined with Mark Hines, and they've created Health Walk. And he is widely recognized as the world's foremost expert in vital hematology. And welcome, Dr. Hugh Smith.
Thank you, Carrie L. How are you?
Wonderful.
Good.
Would you please also share how you got on the path here and, give us some understanding of that?
Yeah, actually, my little turnaround was similar to Mark's. My wife at the time, some 25 years ago or longer, about a year after we were married, was blind and crawling on the floor with MS. And so we took the little journey, and it took us about 2 years because we didn't have an idea what we were doing. But at that point, I got my first scope and began to study what actually caused these chronic illnesses. And today, by the way, she's perfectly fine. But because we have discovered in the interim what causes an awful lot of these chronic diseases, and my particular field of study is what is known as cell wall deficient forms, mycoplasmas in particular, spirochetes that cause Lyme disease, that sort of thing. And what we've actually done, and this is really Mark's doing is instead of victimizing people and making them a victim of a system, we've actually empowered people with the information that they need to get better on it, with the information that we give them. So they're actually, they take part in their own healing. So that's the whole key to what we do.
Mm. That is so vitally important. I think people are more and more educated, or becoming more educated, and asking more questions of doctors, and need to really be alert, and not just assume, you know, and just give over your power to whoever. So you are now a pathologist, or what is your background? You have a PhD in psychology, much I know.
Yeah, a lot of people ask me, you know, how did you go from psychology to hematology? And of course, it was just a natural progression. And what we do differently here is that we look at blood under a microscope the same way that microscopists have done for 400 years, with a little bit of a twist, because we've got one of only 16 scopes in the world available to study at the magnitude and resolution we do. And that's done with the Richardson Technology Microscope. And we've got the only one that's available to the public. Scripps Institute has one. World Health Organization has one. But because of Mark, we managed to get the last one available. And it's here in the clinic. And instead of being able to only magnify to 1,000, this particular scope will go to 30,000, and we get a chance to look at blood alive under a microscope. And any scientist will tell you, naturally, it's going to be better to study a specimen that's living as opposed to dead. And that's all we do differently than say a standard hematologist. But we've also learned how to connect certain dots. So when we see things going on in the blood, what we do when we have a client come in is we'll sit down, we don't look at their charts or anything, and we can pretty much pinpoint whatever it is that's going on with them and tell them what's causing it, which gives them the comfort that somebody finally recognizes what's going on. And
I can attest to that, Dr. Smith. I was very impressed. I have to say that I have had the live blood cell analysis, and wow, I was just so amazed at this telescope, and then seeing the all my blood on the monitor screen, and you walking me through it, and I really had not realized, of course, until that point that you know, I had some things going on there that I definitely needed to take a look at. And you noticed plaque in my system, which really got me to really take notice, because, of course, arterial plaque is, you know, first cause of heart attacks, and I have to really take care of myself, apparently.
Yeah.
So that was, wow, what a awakening that was. And you found other things that I hadn't even realized, but really got me paying attention. And I'm feeling a lot better now that you've got me on these incredible supplements.
Well, blood is just the one little tiny aspect of what we do, because, you know, blood, of course, is the only tissue that touches the entire human body every 80 seconds or so. But that's just the beginning. I mean, we've got so many technologies here because of Mark and his travels. And I mean, he used to call me up and say, "Oh, wow, when do you see this thing I found?" You know. And so we've got now almost 6,000 square feet of clinic space with just about every cutting edge technology that's available. And I can remember several times in the last couple of months people coming in to tell myself or Mark how incredible their particular modality is, and Mark would just get this little grin on his face, and he'd take them back and start showing them stuff that we're doing, and they go, "Oh, well, we thought we were pretty hot, you know." So,
I can attest to that, because you know, Sherry Edwards I interviewed on September 12th, and on bioacoustics,
sure,
and she has recommended you all to me and everyone, she's apparently you're doing the bioacoustics in your clinic as well. And so I recommend people listen to that show in the archives so that they know what we're talking about. But I'm intrigued that you have also this HRT development that is a little bit different from the bioacoustics. Can you describe what that means?
Well, yeah, that's something that Mark would describe a lot better than I would, because I don't want to say it's his baby, but that was the first real high-tech tool that we put in here beyond the RTM. So I'm going to turn that one over to Mark and just listen to this one, because he's got it down, and I really sometimes look at that and I go, wow, this thing is incredible.
Okay, Mark.
Well, hey, thank you, Hugh. Well, the Harmonic Alliance therapy, basically, we were just talking about Sherry Edwards and the bioacoustics. What we've been able to ascertain over about the last 23, 24 years is that the voice holds very significant amounts of data in it. And for most people, this is kind of a hard thing to visualize, but if we imagine like a wave in the ocean, we just see the top of the wave, and that's how we usually see, imagine voice waves, because we've always seen little pictographs or a little digital image of this little, you know, 1 millimeter line going across, and we think, oh, that's the whole voice wave. But just like a wave in the ocean, the significant content of the wave is underneath. And all waves are three-dimensional in nature. So the voice wave is also three-dimensional in nature, and each one of those waves has huge packets of data in it. And recent advances in technology that basically allowed us to view this data and then understand what this has in relationship to the to each person. So in regards to this particular piece of technology, we take a sample of the voice and we process this data. We actually have a contractual agreement with a supercomputer bank out in New Mexico. They process the data very quickly, send it back to us, and from this, we're able to have a database, if you will, of two things. One is in regard to the energetic and emotional aspects of the person. We're able to look at basically where they're at in their life right now, how much energy, if you will, what type of emotions that this person has the potential to realize. And if they were able to realize everything in their greatest potential right now, what would that be like? Then we also have the ability through this to see, okay, how much of that are they utilizing right now? And I know that sounds like a pretty esoteric thought, but it's really actually quite quantifiable when we start looking at that. We now are able to understand, for instance, each particular emotion that we have. And I saw some of this on your website, so a lot of your listeners probably already know this, that each particular emotion we have emits or elicits a particular corresponding neuropeptide. We now know and have been able to look at these neuropeptides and quantify their viscosity, if you will, and their molecular and biological value. So then we can take those, put those into a database also, get more information about that, and then have that in relationship to the voice, say, okay, this person's physical construct has this ability. And so we take that voice print and we say, from all of that, now what good does that do? Well, we've come to find out that, let's say, a person, we'll just use the idea of joy, so that this person has the ability to experience X amount of joy, but they're only experiencing, let's say, 30% of that. Well, if they were to experience what their true potential would allow them to, it would have a tone to it, a resonance, and a bandwidth. And so what we do through the technology that we've created, through sound, light, and a couple other things that are we don't really talk about the actual part of the technology, but we introduce at the cellular level what this would sound like to the body, and then the body and the mind become entrained with what it could be, what it would sound like at its highest and best good, and then change starts to happen at the cellular, neurological, and biological level. And it's a fascinating, fascinating thing to observe.
So we can tap into our larger DNA? Is that?
Well, I wouldn't say, you know, about larger DNA because,
the whole DNA, I guess.
DNA, and actually that's a really good question because what we're finding now, especially with when we're looking at what's really happening with the DNA, so the DNA has this incredible potential, but the DNA can only be expressed when the epigene sends information to the DNA to tell it how to express. Mm. So what we're finding is that what this does is it allows communication between the epigene and the DNA to increase.
That's what I was, yeah.
Exactly. So that's really what's happening. And there, we can, depending on, you know, how technical we want to get, we can get into, you know, methexation and, why the communication doesn't happen in the first place, and really how almost all illness is a root cause of this. But that's what we're looking at. It really provides us a powerful insight into how our thoughts and our emotions really do impact our health and wellness.
Not only that, but how sounds around us impact our health, and that we're being bombarded with sound pollution all the time, unfortunately.
Yeah, absolutely. A pollution of all types, we know. You know, whether it's like what you just said, sound pollution, you know, physical pollution and from pesticides or, fluorocarbons or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. And those are at what we're finding out, what we just mentioned, is that what they do is they create a barrier, like a cloud almost, if you will, like an electron cloud between this epigene and the DNA, preventing them from communicating. And so what happens is the DNA is not allowed to be able to do what it inherently should be able to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's almost like, we have an opportunity to, raise our frequency enough so that we are receiving these healing tones. I'm thinking of tones, but maybe you don't use tones. I know that Sherry uses a tone box. How do you apply the sound and healing for the client?
Hugh, would you like me to take that?
Yeah, please, Mark.
Okay. That's frequency thing, you know, about raising our frequency.
Mm-hmm.
We can probably quite spend a little bit of time just on that, you know, thought on what's really happening. But what we're looking at, what's happening with tones, for instance, like we understand now that there's these charts that show a relationship with chakras. And each chakra has a particular color and then a particular note involved with it. And, you know, we see these kind of starting to be proliferated in all sorts of places now. Well, we understand that there's actually a pretty good amount of factual data on this, and we understand that basically notes have a particular bandwidth and they can hold X amount of information. And so each type of cell, as we know from things that were done probably, you know, 70 years ago by Royal Rife and many other people, each type of cell has a very particular frequency to it. And so these different notes can have a different relationship with different cell types. And so when we find through doing an analyzation through our different protocols that frequencies, notes are either missing or they're broken or there's challenges in them, then what we look at is for particular cells, let's say it's where something may be inflamed in the body or that somebody's experiencing pain in a particular place, that those cells, those molecules would or should have a very particular note to them if they were in their optimal resonance. And so what we look at doing is finding through, again, through their voice, what that note for this particular person should be, and then through the tone box that you mentioned, programming that information in and providing the ability for the person to take this technology home with them and then begin entraining the body to be exposed to what it should sound like. And interestingly, when the body is exposed to this information, it readily accepts it because it's core being. It knows that this really is its, you know, highest and optimal note and frequency. And so change can happen pretty rapidly.
Wow.
Did I explain that right?
Yeah, I'm fascinated about sound. And I have a friend who uses white noise to fall asleep at night.
Yeah.
Can you explain why that works for this person?
Well, that takes us to a whole different thing. We start looking at, brainwave activity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, mind states, and I don't know, we haven't talked a whole lot about one of our programs, which is called Mind Soul.
Oh, please do. I know we're just kind of all over the board here, but, you know, you've got so much to share with us, and just go ahead and say whatever you want to.
Excellent. So the Mind Soul program is, I guess, basically the closest thing we can correlate it to is a hypnosis program. But what we've done is we're actually looking at the brain in real time using very advanced EEG equipment and seeing how the brain actually responded to particular words and phrases and concepts. And through this, we're able to also understand that particular sounds, notes, noises, or even things like a dog barking, for instance. When people are in very, very deep hypnotic states, in the theta state, that regardless of the person's background or experience or even exposure to things, almost always they reacted, and at least the mind did, in almost a uniform manner. So then we started to understand that it wasn't maybe so much that, you know, it was coming from, say, a bark from the dog, but rather the frequency, the energy associated with that sound. So when we're looking at things like white noise that you're talking about with your friend and allows him to go to sleep, for many people, because of their brainwave activity, particular notes and sounds can produce a particular brainwave state. And you know, when we're sleeping, you know, the brain slows down and goes into a lower state. And so the white noise allows for a quieting of the mind, if you will, and for kind of a transference of information so that the conscious has the thought that it can just kind of check out and the subconscious can come to the forefront and then sleep happens.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that works.
Well, and I noticed you also have these wonderful CDs. You want to share about that, those? And you're a hypnotherapist, and you know I'm also a hypnotherapist, so I would love to hear more about how you're using them in a practical manner.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Mind Soul program was developed over working with hundreds of people over many years and looking at this data. And so what we did is we were able to create a protocol, if you will, of words and phrases and sounds that we were able to say that we had a quantifiable efficacy to be able to see that, yes, this is what was happening. We were able to see that each person would go into this particular brainwave activity state. Each person would have a particular experience. And now what we're knowing about the epigenetic communication with the DNA, we're assuming that in this state that it allows for a greater communication between the two and then allowing the DNA to be able to be expressed. And, you know, we're really not doing anything profoundly new, just introducing technology and removing the questions about really how it works. I mean, there was field doctors in World War I doing anesthesia and surgery in the field using this type of trance induction. And back into the 1800s, a gentleman by the name of Antoine Mesmer, which hence the word mesmerize came from, was doing incredible work with all sorts of illnesses by basically the same type of modality. So we took the information, recorded it on a set of CDs, which we now have 10 of them, and 8 more are in the works and should be released to the public in about 3 or 4 months. And the program was just released to the public about 2 weeks ago.
Wow. And so why don't you share with the listeners how they can get a hold of your wonderful CDs as well, and how to contact your clinic. What do you have, a phone number you have, and a website?
Absolutely. Thank you for that opportunity. Yes, our website is www.healthwalk.com, HEALTHWALK. And people have said it's a pretty good site, and there's a lot of information. And the ability to purchase all of our products are on there. And then also, anybody can call up our clinic itself. And that number is area code 760-929-1520. And I think there's also an 800 number. It's on our website, but I don't know what that is offhand.
I don't either.
That's not something we I'm even used to giving out, but it is available there also.
Excellent. Yeah, do go to my website if nothing else also, because I'll keep that information on my website as well.
Thank you.
And that's heartlinkinstitute.com. Well, now, who wants to explain the hormone testing that you do? Who steps forward to do that?
Well, you know, Mark's doing so well, I could leave it up to him. The funny thing about
I'll jump in.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Hugh.
No, the funny thing about it is I'm glad you brought it up, because so far, believe it or not, we've only scratched the surface of what we do here. And the hormone issue is an incredible issue anymore, especially since, by the way, October is Breast Health Month and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. People don't realize how every single facet of their life is run by their hormones. And it rarely comes to anybody's mind. You know, you hear husbands often say, you know, woman, your hormones are out of whack. But you never hear a woman saying to her husband that his hormones are out of whack.
That's right.
And for example, the most common hormone imbalance in men over 30, 35 is too much estrogen. Estrogen dominance, which we generally think of as a female hormone, which every every human being makes hormones in varying degrees. The key is, if these are not in balance, for example, you might notice that over the last 2 years that they've measured, 2003 and 2004, breast cancer has dropped through the floor by a tune. I think it was 12% in 2003 and 14% in 2004. And that's been totally attributed to, regardless of whether anybody wants to accept it, but this has been attributed by most scientists to women getting off of hormone replacement therapy. And the reason for that is because when your estrogen goes too high, you now put yourself at a 200% increased risk of breast and lung cancer. So what we do here is we have a full-time nurse on staff. Individuals come in. We have several different saliva tests that we make available. They take these tests home. They fill these tubes with saliva over a period of time during the day, depending on the type of test that they're running. And that information goes, or that sample goes to our lab. The lab sends the information back to our nurse, who then consults with the staff. We go over where the imbalance is. And it is amazing what we have discovered over the last couple of years. For example, I just had a woman in here not too long ago whose progesterone levels should have been about, if you'd have to know the numbers, but should have been roughly 50. She was on what was known as a bioidentical, which is supposedly a compounded hormone designed for the individual specifically. Her BID for progesterone, which should have been 50, was over 11,000. She was so high, I asked her, I said, I don't even know how you're walking in here. because she was off the chart. That was putting her at a very high risk for certain forms of cancer. So we basically, with the help of various doctors that we use too, because we can't make prescriptions, but we can make recommendations for natural hormones. And today, a couple of months later, she's absolutely just skating through life like it was, you know, the way it's supposed to be. So hormones are a huge issue.
And oh, they are. And you know what? My generation of women, I must say, were sold on having the hormonal replacement therapy. And thank God I've recently wised up and got off the estrogen. And I mean, slowly. I mean, I didn't do it overnight. I was very cautious about that. But boy, I am so glad I am off it.
Well, you know, when you look at names like Premarin, for example, which simply is an acronym for pregnant mare's urine, and that's where it's derived from. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not putting that stuff in my body. And I have women, I mean, it's amazing how unaware women in particular, men, forget it, we're just brain dead anyway, but women come in here, and I just had a gal yesterday say to me, she said, oh, well, I don't have any estrogen. I said, really? How did you walk in here? She said, what do you mean? I said, you're dead. She said, well, I had a hysterectomy, so I don't have any estrogen. I said, really? I said, it's funny. I don't have ovaries, but I make estrogen. So the point is that we have kept women and men both, but in particular women, we've kept them in the dark by implying things that just aren't true. And these women, when we get their hormones balanced, they come in here and they go, oh, my God, my headaches are gone, my breast pain's gone, my joint pain's gone, my allergies are gone. I mean, there's hundreds of things that are connected just to that one little tiny thing, and that's hormones.
Well, also, adrenal imbalance. Can you go into a little bit, what are the symptoms for that?
Well, adrenal imbalance, of course, is when your cortisol levels start going too high or too low, signaling that your adrenals, which sit right on top of your kidneys, that your cortisol levels are either too high, too low, and you are suffering from adrenal fatigue. The problem, of course, is now your body can no longer respond to stress. Now, the difficulty with all that is that we live in a stress environment. And a lot of people come in here with huge problems with stress. We had an individual in here just the other day, a fairly well-known guy, and he said, is that where I'm putting this weight on around my gut? And I said, absolutely. You're in adrenal fatigue. All of a sudden, you can't sleep anymore. You start putting on excess weight. In men, it's not unusual for them to start their breasts start growing. Hair starts dropping off. Adrenal stress is a killer. And if your body doesn't respond to it properly, it can kill you.
Mm.
And I mean a heart attack now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, also insulin imbalance. What are the symptoms of that?
Insulin imbalance?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, that can be directly related to hormones as well. I don't know how many people we've seen in here with supposedly with type 2 diabetes on medication, look at their hormones. They're all over the place. You take a look at the chart, and sure enough, they're hyperglycemic. We get their hormones balanced out just with simple natural means, and all of a sudden, they don't have to do their medications any longer. And that's not something that they have to go to their doctor for, because anyone who's doing diabetic pharmaceuticals has to be watching their insulin levels anyway. So what happens is, for example, if they're on glucophage and they start seeing their insulin levels starting to come down, they can just taper off the glucophage, and many times people get off it without ever having to go to their doctor simply by watching it.
Well, I know diabetes is like at epidemic proportions at this point.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So
and all diabetics, by the way, have basically two things in common outside of the hormone issue, but they all have a pancreatic parasite involved, and they all have been exposed to benzene. And if we get rid of those two items, it's amazing how often they'll reduce their need for insulin.
Hmm. And can you pick up that through the vital hematology?
Pick up?
If there's an imbalance in insulin or...
Oh, yeah.
Does that have to... Okay.
Yeah, what we see in the plasma is undigested sugars. And of course, it's a big help when you're up at 30,000 magnification, too. But interesting.
Well, I'm glad you didn't find that in me. Thank goodness.
Nope, that wasn't there.
You found out a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, a lot of other fun things, huh? But what's interesting about what Mark said about talking about, I mean, the area, the field that he was, I mean, he didn't even scratch the surface. And Mark probably knows more about frequencies and how they relate to the human body and that sort of thing than anybody I know. So I'm not saying he didn't touch on it because he didn't know. He didn't touch on it because we don't have that kind of time.
Exactly.
But I'm telling you, we can see exactly what he's talking about, even on a human blood cell. And when you magnify it up on a monitor on the computer, and you see that on the screen, it's about the size of a quarter. Now, that's a red blood cell that's 7 millionths of an inch across. And you can actually watch that vibratory resonance going on in that single cell.
Wow.
And that's one of the most amazing. Every time I see it, I just sit there and go, wow, this is really cool. So, and that, again,
it's like you're in entrainment to that. You're helping the blood cell entrain to that higher frequency.
Oh, absolutely. Then you begin to understand what Mark was talking about before, where the human mind is actually controlling the resonance of the human body. And that's why some people emotionally induce their own chronic problems, like cancer, for example. There's not any question in my mind that in a huge amount of the cases of cancer, it's all self-induced.
Mm. Well, I know that pancreas is involved in cancer. Can you explain, what is cancer?
Well, the long and the short, boy, there's another one, Mark. We could go on that one for about another year. But cancer, the cause of cancer is always one single thing, and that's a lack of oxygen to a given cell. And everything else is secondary. So if somebody's a smoker or if it, whatever, they have somehow reduced the oxygen supply to that cell. Cancer must have nitrogen. It cannot live in oxygen. So cancer loves, for example, loves sugar. So you'll notice that people who are sugarholics, for lack of a better way to put it, are actually feeding their own problem. I've been in an oncologist's office where there's actually candy bowls on the counter, which is, I mean, almost is tantamount to incredible, because you're feeding the problem. So the cancer cells, and to hear, for example, you know, people don't ever think about this one, but let me throw this one at you. Have you ever wondered why a fetal cell, why the immune system in a woman never attacks a fetal cell? And believe it or not, a fetal cell and a cancer cell are exactly the same thing.
Hmm.
Everyone starts off, this is kind of a stretch, but everyone starts off life as a cancer cell. And there is an enzyme layer, or basically an anti-enzyme layer, around a cancer cell that prevents the immune system from finding it. It basically is like a traffic cop who goes, whoops, don't touch me, I'm fine. And your immune system can't find them. And that's why you have situations, for example, leukemia is when the white cells just absolutely go crazy.
Wow.
So cancer, really, of all the diseases on the planet, that's probably one of the easiest ones to understand. There's so much good information out there about cancer and what causes it, how it proliferates, and how to reverse it, that it's just incredible.
Hmm.
And yet we've turned it into a multi-billion-dollar business because it's scaring the living heck out of people.
Hmm. Well, so with the work that you're doing at your clinic, so if I had a cancer, would I come to you to what? What would I do?
Well, we have several programs that we recommend individuals go through. If an individual knows, for example, well, let's say a woman wants to have a mammogram. Any woman, my opinion, any woman under 40 who has a mammogram is out of her mind. So what we've instituted here at the clinic is we have thermography. And thermography is every individual has a very particular, singular light pattern, okay? Heat pattern, that's what I'm looking for. And it is a totally non-invasive way to photograph the breast, the ankles, the calves, the stomach, the entire body. And thermography, we take the photographs. Those thermographs are sent back to Duke University. The doctors at Duke University then do the analysis of that thermogram. And generally within 2 days, we have the information back. And just like a mammogram, thermography is not diagnostic. It is FDA approved. But they'll come back with the information, and they'll say something to the effect, this looks okay. This might be an issue that you want to go see your doctor about. The point is that we can pick up cancer cells with thermography 6 years before a mammogram. Now, the reason that's important, cancer cells double every 90 days. So by the end of the second year, the cancer has increased to about 256 cells. That's where a thermography can pick up the cancer cells. It takes a mammogram 4 billion cells to pick it up the first time. At that point in time, you're two years away from lethal. So what we've done is we've instituted thermography here as a method for women to come in for a totally non-invasive way to have breasts examined. It takes about 15 minutes. There's no radiation. Nothing comes out of the camera. They simply sit in front of the camera. We do 5 views, and that information goes off to Duke University. And we have a staff of 57 doctors who do the observation and the resolution of the thermogram. So that's another situation, going back to what Mark said, where we actually are picking up, if you will, frequency, because that's what heat is. Everything that we do here underlying is frequencies.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're also picking up, the way I look at it, with that thermal imaging, you're picking up where we're having inflammation in the muscles as well and any part of our body tissue, which is quite fascinating. When I was looking at your website, you have pictures of people who had ankle problems and hidden problems that you could catch with the heat that people emit.
Oh yeah,
it's just incredible to me that
thermography will discern as much as 1/100 of a degree of difference in heat in the human body. In fact, in many instances now, in law enforcement, they're using thermography to replace lie detectors. And they're doing it because a lie detector depends on the parasympathetic system, and a chronic liar can beat it. You can't beat the sympathetic system, which is the way thermography works, and you can train a guy to learn thermography and detect a liar in a matter of 15, 20 minutes.
Wow. Okay, we've covered, sound therapy, hormone testing, all sorts of testing. Is there anything we've left out that you want to share? We only have a few minutes left.
You think, Mark?
Yeah, we'll go on for a lot, but we'll summarize a couple of things real quick.
I mean, there's laser therapy we didn't mention.
Yeah, the cold laser therapy for pain is really an exciting new technology. And then also our the galvanic skin response that we do, which basically allows us to do testing of stressors in the body, such as things that somebody may be allergic to or something. We can do thousands and thousands of stressor tests in literally 20 or 30 minutes. And again, it's completely non-invasive, works off of a response from the body, is highly accurate, and a very, very exciting.
And that's called?
It's called galvanic skin response, or GSR.
Okay.
And basically, we have a nutritionist, we have a kitchen that we've designed that we do classes with, and we talk about all sorts of things. So basically, all the technologies, specifically designed to be complementary and to work with one another, so that regardless of what the condition is that somebody's visiting us with, that we can analyze what it is and then provide the best information for support to our client in a complementary manner. And
you've created your own supplements, which is amazing, too. Dr. Smith has come up with some incredible. You want to share a little bit about that?
We came up with the one, gosh, I don't even know where to start with those, Mark. We've got so many products that were specifically designed around either our backgrounds or our research. And one of them, for example, is Regenesis. There's not another product like it on the planet. And I'm not saying that because I designed it, but I'm saying that because it's true. And we've got, for example, one woman who tried it for the first time, and she's up Northern California, and our supplement salesman gave her a sample, and she came back a few days later. She said, I have tried everything for back pain. And she said, this is the only thing in 20 years that's ever worked. There are so many different things that we use Regenesis to address. It's hard to believe. Then we've got our Adaptate, we've got Ruprenol, we've got, and we just incidentally got a report in just this afternoon from our lab confirming what we've said to everybody, that our olerupin content in the olive leaf is one of the highest on the market. It's almost 19% olerupin, which doesn't mean much to anybody who doesn't use it, but it means a lot if you've got viral infections or bacterial infections or you know, different chronic situations like lupus or mycoplasma or spirochetes or ALS. All of those things were designed or will respond very well to olive leaf extract or our Ruprenol. And we go through tons of bottles of that stuff a month because there's so many chronic diseases around. And then Adaptate, that's another product we put together.
Let me ask you, what is used for the getting rid of the toxic metals?
We've got a product called Extract. And that was designed specifically because metal toxins are a real common problem anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not unusual for me to pick up mercury and aluminum in blood, and which now gets us into some other issues like dental
which
issues.
You did find aluminum in my blood, and I was horrified.
Yeah.
I finally realized it's the deodorant I'm using.
Probably. You know, I mean, I say to women all the time, I get more husbands in trouble. Because I tell them, does your wife cook in aluminum? Well, no, she uses Teflon. And I go, what do you think that is? Because Teflon is made from fluoride, and of course they only put Teflon on aluminum pans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, aluminum is a deadly poison, and fluoride makes it more bioavailable to the brain, creating Alzheimer's. And I know nutritionists who will tell you that it's the increased use of aluminum and Teflon that have increased the rate of Alzheimer's.
I'm sure. As has the deodorants that are sold, it's abominable that companies are still selling deodorants with aluminum in them.
Yeah.
I just can't fathom what's that about. I mean,
well, you know, the shame of it is that in and of themselves, many of these things that we're using, if you just use that little bit, you might not be so bad. But when
you're
putting
it right in your underarm where your lymph nodes are.
Oh, absolutely. So it's incredible. I mean, it's almost mind-blowing. Mark and I just kind of walk in the morning, look at each other, shake our heads back and forth, and go, okay, well, let's start today now. It's gotten that way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's been wonderful speaking with you all. We're really at the top of the hour practically, and I just wanted to let you share your website one more time and your phone number.
It's www.healthwalk.com, and the phone number again is 760-929-1520, and I did find our toll-free number.
Good.
And that's 877-255-4703.
Wonderful. And you've been listening to Carrie L's HeartLink, and these two experts, Mark Hines and Dr. Hugh Smith from HealthWalk, a clinic that is based here in Carlsbad, California. So I'm so lucky to be nearby. And thank you all for joining me, and good luck in your great success for the future, really.
Thanks, Carol.
Carol, thanks for having us on today, and look forward to doing it again with you.
Okay. And this has been Carrie L's HeartLink, and please go to my website, heartlinkinstitute.com. And join me next time. In 2 weeks, we are going to have my friend and just an incredible woman, Barbara Lamb, who is an expert in the crop circles. and is coming out with a book on UFOs and extraterrestrials. So I am looking forward to that fun show with her. And thank you all for joining me. Bye-bye.